Robbie, today's podcast might sound a little bit echoey, more echoier, more of an echo in my end today, because I'm recording it from my friend's basically shed.
Okay.
So I've just come around for a socially distanced drink in my friend's garden, non-alcoholic, I may add, because I'm working tonight and driving, which is probably the most important thing. And I've just come into the essentially outhouse slash summer house slash shed to record this podcast.
Well, you're non-alcoholic. I did a glass of wine in about 10 minutes, and it's really kicking in.
It's really. Do you feel warm?
Do you feel like you've got internal bleeding?
Because
I was lying on the sofa while I was drinking it, and as soon as I got up, I was like, "Oh, hello." Yeah, glass of rosé. I think my first glass of rosé of the summer, perhaps. I like a rosé when it's sunny.
Last night, Robbie.
Yeah.
I got shit faced, and I didn't mean to. So basically, me and my mate Adam went to have a few drinks. There's a place called Battersea Square, which is quite a nice little square.
Lovely place.
And oh yeah, of course you'd have known it from Channel B days.
And I lived not far away at all. I lived in
and also
on
York
Road.
Not far away from it.
When I first moved to London.
Well, yeah, you're very aware of it, there, aren't you? Lovely area, isn't it? A nice little area.
Yeah.
Look, nice restaurants. There's that lovely Italian place on the corner. I'm not sure if that was there then when you were there. I think either Ramsay or Oliver's got one of the restaurants, number 10, right. I think it was, but I can't really remember. Anyway, so a few of the places were doing takeaway lager. So me and Adam decided to have a few takeaway lagers. Turns out I was leathered after 4 lagers.
Nice.
Because what has happened, I've become immune to like indoor beers, like indoor alcohol. You know, like you just keep drinking.
Yeah, I'm not certain this is scientifically standing up.
I think
yeah,
I've done some. So I think you can basically you can have, you know, like indoor booze, and like canned booze, bottle booze. But then when it goes to draft lager, draft booze,
yeah.
It's a different game. It's a game changer.
You see, boozing is something you've really got to commit to. Like when I was doing the music at Soccer AM, I remember I don't know if they still go, but the NME used to do like a week and a half of gigs, and they were mostly at the London Astoria and all this. And it was like I can't remember what it was called now, but it was like they had loads of events on. And because I did that, I was pretty much maybe 6 nights a week, I'd be at these gigs and I'd be drinking.
Oh my God.
And I'd be coming home and then going to work the next day. And I got to the point where I just couldn't get drunk. Like, well, I could tell I had a drink, but it was just, became so immune to it. And it's what Australians call being piss fit.
Piss fit.
Yeah. So, like, when we were going out to Whistler a couple of years ago for a 20-year reunion, I was doing a fair bit of like CrossFit and exercise to get physically fit. But on the advice of my Australian friends, they went, look, we're going to be doing a lot of drinking while we're out there. It's not enough to get physically fit. You need to get piss fit as well, which means by drinking in the build-up to it, so that when you get out there, you can handle large amounts of drinking.
I often find that it's on nights where I want to get drunk that I can't get drunk, and it's because I've been drinking for quite a little while, you know, in the weeks and months, you know, preceding it.
Yeah.
And then the days where I don't want to get drunk, I'm like, oh, God, I'm leathered after a pint. But last night, genuinely, I said to Adam, I feel a bit squiffy after 3 pints. Should I have another one? I was like, yeah, obviously. I had another one. And I was just absolutely all over the shop. And I saw like a friend from home, Georgina. I was like, mate, I'm leathered. And then I spent £40 on Domino's.
Wow. for other people, presumably?
Just Adam and I.
Oh, right. So I was going to say,
I picked it up and ate it in his garden. So I ordered like 2 large pizzas, thin crust. I thought I'd got a deal, but it turns out I hadn't, and I was too drunk to even realise what I'd kind of ordered. And I went and collected it. They have like a little, they keep the door open and you come to the door. And then there was like 4 boxes. I was like, oh, I only ordered 3 things. She's like, no, you've ordered 2 large pizzas, and then 2 portions of chicken sliders. I was like, Did I? She's like, yeah. I was like, thank you. And turns out I'd ordered like 28 chicken sliders or something, or 14 chicken sliders. Even now I'm a bit unaware. I should probably look at my emails. And then the thing that annoyed me, because I was in his garden, it was relatively late at night, and we were kind of, again, socially distanced. We were about 3 metres away from each other, sat on some outside furniture, and the wind just picked up and took and just my last two slices of pizza.
Oh, no.
Just flew into the wind like a kite. I was absolutely fuming whilst leathered. One of them was redeemable. The other one, I mean, just, it, no, it was, yeah, game over.
I remember when I lived in Southfields, when I was in my early years at Soccer AM, and it was a Saturday evening, and I'd done Soccer AM, I'd gone home, I think I probably had a nap, and I was rushing out to get out, and I was really hungry, I hadn't really eaten after the show, and I thought, right, I've got to meet someone in the pub, but my only option for food is to go to the chip shop and get food. So I got sausage and batter and chips, and as I was crossing the road to go meet someone, my sausage and batter fell out into a puddle. It was a rainy evening, and I picked it up and ate it.
No! Yep. That is disgusting. You regrets. Are an animal.
Yep. It was the only that option is, I had. Because otherwise I'm going into... Not. No, it is because I'm going into the pub, not had food. It's just the night would have been written off.
Oh, no, I don't think I've ever... I don't think I've ever done
that. Have you ever eaten food that was... that someone else has ordered in a pub and left there?
No,
me neither then, no.
That is absolutely, you're disgusting.
Do you know what? We were at a pub, I was really hungry, and we were at a pub, and someone had like fish and chips and hardly eaten any of it and left it just before we left. And for a joke, I ate one chip, like as something like, oh, cool, like, just for a bit of banter for friends. And I had one chip and thought, oh, cool, chips, just ate one to try and get a laugh. And then I was like, yeah, that was really, really nice, and they're still warm. And I just thought, I'm just
going to
eat them.
That is disgusting. I don't think I've ever done that. The closest I've got was when I was working at Pizza Hut, and you used to have the buffet, the Pizza Hut buffet, and it used to finish at 2:30. I liked a pizza.
Normally when I go to the dentist.
Say again?
Normally when I have my dentist appointments.
Oh, yeah. That's weird that it's the same time every time, but fair enough. And what we'd usually do is, like, if it looked like there weren't that many people at the buffet, but there were still some buffet pizzas left, we'd just put them through anyway, put them into the oven and then come out. And so then at 2:30 it's shut, but there were still like 4 or 5 pizzas left. And then you bring it through and then you just absolutely devour the pizzas, which is one of the reasons why I was very bad at my job, because... Well, I just had a number of reasons why I was very bad at my job. I don't think I've ever stolen food from someone.
Well, when we worked in the ski resort in Whistler, or in a restaurant, and I obviously knew all the guys who worked on checkouts, and you got a certain amount of food free, like say $7 worth of food free, anything else you had to pay on top of it. And you'd obviously get like this, the more expensive things like this, and you'd go through the checkout. And I was going to my friend Blair, and this is going to definitely get Blair sacked years later. But he would go, and in fact, it wasn't just Blair, it was others. But you go through and you'd have like a big pizza. You've got like a pizza and like a smoked salmon salad, and gone far over like 20 quid worth of food or something like that for lunch. And they go, pizza, that looks like bread. So I put that's a bread roll, isn't it? I'm not good at this. It's like a bread roll. He goes, oh, your meal only came to like 70 pence or something. 70 cents. We do that on occasions. Very nice wine, this. It's an English wine. Three Choirs rosé, 2019.
Where's the Three Choirs? So the Three Choirs is actually a festival, Three Choirs Festival.
Is it?
It's a famous thing, Three Choirs Festival. In fact, my friend
is it in
Lexi,
Hampshire? I think the vineyard.
It's
is
not actually no. The Three Choirs isn't. It's basically Three Choirs in Gloucestershire. It's usually in. I'm just googling it now. Three Choirs Vineyard. So the Three Choirs Festival.
I think the vineyard's in Hampshire. But I might be talking nonsense.
So it's the Three Choirs. It's basically a big old concert that's between Worcester.
No, it's Gloucestershire. The vineyard is in Gloucestershire. I'm lying completely, yeah.
So it's Worcester, Gloucester and Hereford Cathedral. And it's a music festival. It's usually in July every year. And the Three Choirs basically get together and they do like a week-long series of concerts. And it's amazing because they have like a festival chorus as well. They get like renowned soloists from around the world. It's a big, big thing. It's a big, big thing. And they're like, the three choirs, of, I'd say Gloucester's arguably the better choir out of the three if I was to be a dick about it. But
I like that.
Yeah, but they are. I mean, they're very good. In fact, Gloucester Cathedral appeared on the Joanna Trollope series, The Choir, with, I think, Anthony LePage Dean. Was he the main child in it? I can't really remember. Yeah. I'm not sure if he was. I've just made it up. But yeah, the Three Choirs Vineyards is in Gloucestershire. So they obviously must be, that's why they've called it.
I'll show a little tasting for you here.
Go on.
It's a rosé wine. I've got that. Yeah. Getting a bit of strawberry in there. Fruity, bit of strawberry maybe.
Okay.
Maybe a bit of raspberry. Red fruits. Well, let's lump into red fruits. That's what people say, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think a strawberry, raspberry. Don't know enough about wine to say anything else, but I'm getting that.
Who is the wine sommelier? Hugh... Oh, God, what's his name? I want to say Hugh Dennis, but it's not, is it?
I'd be surprised.
What's the wine book? He's the guy that does all I've got his massive book at home. Hugh Johnson.
Oh, yes.
Hugh Johnson, yeah. Have you read that wine book?
No. But I saw it around your house when I came around, actually.
Oh, did you?
Is it good?
Pervert. I only got halfway through, as is the trend with all of my books. Only halfway through all of them. But yeah, I want to know more about wine.
I like books that you buy that you think you're going to read, or that look impressive, and they're on the bookshelf.
Like the dictionary or the Bible.
My copy,
or the Kama Sutra.
My copy of Thomas Piketty's Capital has been on more holidays than my kids. I'm always like, I'm definitely going to read this. And
honestly,
I've read the first chapter. Yeah, I reckon it's been to at least four countries.
Yeah, I think Peter Ackroyd's Londoners as well.
And I think it's, I've read the first chapter about nine times. But anyway.
Just a little recap. Okay. Oh, yeah. It does seem familiar. Yeah, because you've read it 37 times.
Yeah.
What have you done today, Robbie Knox?
Nothing. Literally nothing. I mean, I...
That's why he's on the wine.
I'll go into slightly more detail. I've lain on the sofa for a lot of it. I've watched quite a few videos on YouTube about brewing beer.
I saw your update.
So I had to do something to the beer. So I had to change the hose thing to a bubbly...
Butt plug.
Butt plug. So I've done that. And then there's nothing to do for 4 days, and then I've got to add some hops. I think it's hops in 4 days. I'll check. So I've got to do that then. But already I'm looking ahead, and I've spoken to a couple of friends who are also have been interested in this wine sort of thing. And I think we're going to potentially split better beer making equipment three ways.
Oh, wow.
So we'll chip in and then come round, because it'll be larger quantities. Because at the minute, if we split it three ways, we get like 2 pints each, after around 2 days' work. So we're going to get slightly better equipment. I'm not spending a huge amount of money, less than £100 each, I think. We get better equipment, and then we can come around, make beer together, and do our business together. By business, I mean make beer, not have sex. And so we'll brew our beer, have sex, and then after that,
your business basically means having a shit where I'm from.
Well, it's funny.
Your friend's just going to go around and have a shit.
Yeah, we'll probably do that as well. It's funny that, isn't it? Because I remember the word waz, what does that mean to you?
We.
Yeah, so that's most of it. But when I was growing up, it meant wank. I remember that was what it meant. So I remember first of all, we're out in a field or something like that, drinking something, because I'm just going to go off to the trees for a waz. are very progressive and open about this.
Just fertilising the trees.
Yeah, I thought, fantastic.
There's quite a few Grimsby things. If I were to say these words, you've got to tell me what you think they are, okay? So, twagging.
Twagging, I think, involves... I think it's a sexual thing. That's going to be the answer to most of these. I think it's a sexual thing. Having sex in the woods.
No, it's to miss school, to be truant.
Okay.
Oh, Robbie's twagging school again. Oh, is he? Yeah, what a dick. So you got that one wrong. Stop beeling, mate. Stop beeling,
moaning,
mate. What's beeling?
Moaning.
Crying.
Crying. Like, yeah, like greeting different. Is in Glaswegian.
A little bit. A little bit. What else is the other one? Oh, Spoggy.
Wasn't she off of Biker Grove?
It's chewing gum. It okay. wasn't she off Biker Grove. Last one, Backy.
Tobacco? Cigarettes?
No. No, Backy is where you get a...
Oh, on a bike?
Backy on a bike,
yeah. Okay, yeah, that's universal, I think.
All right, fair enough.
When I was growing up, in the 80s...
Oh, double clang.
And until the 90s, the word... In fact, this would have been 90s. The word chav, we used... Yeah. People would use quite a lot, and it would be used by more, shall we say, street people than us in our area, sort of thing, as in right. as in a bit more sort of rougher.
Cooler people?
Than us. Necessarily cooler. Less employable people. as I say, okay. on the Isle of Sheppey. And so, so it was used by people, but it wasn't used in a sort of derogatory way. People would say, all right, chav. And so, and also,
really?
All right, chakabur. Some of that meant, but that one's not come around. But then years, like, and I'd forgotten about this for years, then like 10, 15 years later, the word chav came up as a sort of derogatory term. And I was like, oh, that's pretty weird, because it was, because I saw, and people would say it comes from sort of like Chatham, Medway Towns in Kent sort of thing. But it's really weird that that was a word from my youth that wasn't an insult. It was what people would just call each other. All right, chav.
Yeah. That's so weird. There's a book, isn't it? Owen Jones.
I've read it.
Yeah, I've got it on my bookshelf, but I've not read it.
I read it early on. I'd never heard of Owen Jones before then. I read it.
What's growing up, like you used to have like the Sharks and the Jets, obviously in America.
You're talking about Grimsby then, I was thinking, but you had the Sharks and Jets in
America.
Spin-off branch.
You had the Grebos and the Townies.
So Grebo is like, I think of Grebo, Ned's Atomic Dustbin. Is that...
What's that?
It's like a band. They're a band, sort of a bit like sort of grungy-ish,
It would basically be people that would... The archetypal Grebo from Grimsby would go to Gulliver's and the Barge. Gulliver's, great nightclub. Big shout out to Macca, the doorman, who absolutely hated me.
Why?
But in the last few years, he's really... just because, I don't know, he just hated me, and it's fine. But he's, him and Martin Gritton used to get on very well, actually. But yeah, shout out to Macca, if he's listening. I doubt he is. And then the Barge was, yeah, I got headbutted once in a club and he did look after me, so fair play to him. The Barge is basically a barge that was slightly on a tilt, well, it still is slightly on a tilt, in like the dock of Freshney. And you'd go there and it was like rock music. And so people that would basically go to Gulliver's and Barge and Lloyd's, old Lloyd's, you'd be a Grebo. Mm-hmm. And you go out on a Tuesday night, but then if you're a townie, you had to wear shoes and jeans to get into, say, Amici or the Pier. Like it was, you'd listen to Darude Sandstorm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You'd go to Cavos.
Yeah.
So it's that kind of vibe, and I was stuck between a rock and a hard place because I often used to wear cargos and I used to go to Gulliver's all the time, but then I was quite keen on popping on a Ben Sherman. Or a mock Burberry, and going to the Pier and trying to cop off. So I'd try and cop off absolutely anywhere that I'd go. Really, to be fair, to no avail. But yeah, so that was the growing up in Grimsby, especially in the '90s and early 2000s. It was Grebos and Townies, and you had to pick a side, really.
Well, when I went to university, I very much went for what would have been called the Grebo thing, but by then it was Britpop, and it was Britpoppy time, so it was sort of mainstreamy, and was a regular frequenter of the Waterfront in Norwich, which I still go to occasionally now, but I would pop up there, and I find it quite good that I could be 40 and still feel fine at the Waterfront.
But that's the thing, you can go to the Barge. Sadly, Gulliver's is closed down, RIP. I'll edit a minute silence in after this bit. Ta-da!
Were you really?
But the barge is still open. No, of course not. The barge is still there. And again, very, very warm and welcoming. Lovely place. Great jukebox. I mean, you won't find a rude sandstorm on that jukebox. But you'll be able to, like, they love a Jägerbomb, absinthe. They love all that in there. It's great. So big shout out to the barge.
The waterfront in Norwich, which is this sort of indie nightclub in Norwich, Jack May got barred for it for years. Because he went in there as fancy dress. He went as, what's his name? The bloke from Breaking Bad. I can't remember what the character's called now. The teacher in it.
Heisenberg.
Heisenberg, yeah. He went as Heisenberg from Breaking Bad with a fake bag of meth and got banned for, like, stealing meth for, like, 3 years. Like, I'm in fancy dress. Do you think I'll be...
I'm dressed as Heisenberg.
Do you think I'll be dealing meth dressed as Heisenberg? It's quite obvious.
Did he have a gun as well?
I don't think so. That might have been, because I remember I once was in the waterfront and bumped into him there. And it seems mental that I was in Norwich and didn't mention that I was there sort of thing now. But that was because I think I thought he was banned from the waterfront. But he'd been allowed back in now,
Just quickly, what are you doing tonight? Anything? Nothing?
No. I'm trying to do nothing today. I'm going to carry on drinking wine.
Good on you.
Probably, yesterday I finished The Last Dance.
Good, isn't it? Not watched it yet, but good, yeah.
It is good. Yeah, I mean, as documentaries go, I mean, I think I've got to come to terms with that I'm not that into documentaries.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I enjoyed it, and I've said I enjoyed it, but I'd have enjoyed other things more, like a drama or a comedy or something. I'd have enjoyed more. I don't know. I'm just not that interested in people's lives who aren't mine, from a selfish point of view.
Says two blokes doing a podcast that literally just talk about their lives that we hope that people listen to and enjoy it.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. Yeah, enough. Yeah.
I've got a gig tonight, talking about my selfish life. That is, I'm on at 8:15, so I need to go from here soon to get back to do a quick sound test. And I'm going to try and get an early night tonight because I got to bed at 3:30 this morning, I think.
Oh, blooming
heck. Which is far too late. You're just getting up.
Oh, I got up at 5:45 today, so it wasn't that different. There's only about two hour difference there. I did go for an afternoon nap today because I was tired because I got up there.
Yeah.
And I went to bed quite late because I was playing The Last of Us. So about 10:45.
I need to go to bed early tonight. I'm working tomorrow as well, so I need to be fresh-faced. I'm supposed to be doing two filming things tomorrow. Now it's just one, which is, just frees me up a little bit more.
Can you say what you're doing, or is it a secret?
I think it's fine. I'm filming Lisa Tarbuck's, I think it's called Celebrity Game Show tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
With Lisa Tarbuck, Sue Perkins, Susie Ruffle.
Nice lineup.
Aria Duba, a few others. Filming that tomorrow in Elstree. But there's a lot of stuff that I've got to read about, you know, protocols. And it looks very, very safe, like, from what they've sent through. There's a big old document that I've read, and I'll read a few more. But, yeah, it looks good. So I'm doing that tomorrow. And then I'm supposed to be doing something else in the evening, but that's now been canned. And we're doing something in July instead. But I need to keep track on the football because it's, I think, FA Cup weekend. So I don't think I have to do a video, but I haven't done a video from this last week. So I might do a combination video and then just, but I don't really know.
I'm not really sure when weeks start game weeks. Now.
I think it's FA Cup weekend. I think there's only like two games, but I need to have a little look at that.
Hang on, I've got.
And also, I didn't put my dream team in and I've just screwed it all.
I've now got, according to the Premier League website, so we did week 30 plus.
Yeah.
So Aston Villa Wolves, which was today, wasn't it? Yeah, today. Was the first game of match week 32.
Oh, was it?
So does that mean there was a match? So match week 31 has happened.
Match week 31 was basically culminated in Chelsea. So maybe I should do that. I should have a look at that.
It's complex.
As I put it up the other day, so I went, the video up 2 days ago, so I went, oh, when's this week's match week on going out? I was like, oh god, I didn't even think about that. Yep, I'll get on that. Okay, cool. So I need to figure out what that is.
So Liverpool don't play till Thursday at the end of match week,
and that's against Man City.
Yeah, which is weird considering how much football they've got to play in, and it's been over a week.
Yeah, so maybe I'd get on that. Yeah, I should get on it. Oh, it's a right old ball. Right, I'm going to have to go because I need to pack up and edit this and get off. I'm sorry, Robbie. And we've already given them 24 minutes of entertainment.
I know. What a 24 minutes it's been. It's been a really strong episode, I think, this.
It's really flown by.
Yeah. A lot of good chat about childhood and Grebos and stuff.
And I'll text you about when we can do the podcast tomorrow, but it might be slightly later, if that's all right.
Yeah. Oh, something I haven't mentioned and to think about for the future. I haven't got the exact dates here at the minute, but at some point in July, we've booked a week's holiday.
Oh, go on.
In Norfolk, obviously, because why would you go somewhere else?
Why
would you go anywhere else?
So whereabouts in Norfolk? Brancaster, Wells Next Sea, Cromer?
Near Cromer sort of way, little beach house there sort of thing. So we've got that booked in. I don't see any reason why we can't continue doing the podcast, assuming they have some kind of internet, which I imagine they do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, also, why do you have a holiday?
No. You've fair obviously enough, not been on holiday with three kids. The podcast on my holiday is my holiday.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, yeah. Cool. Okay. Well, let's sort it out. And I'll speak to you later on or tomorrow about when we're doing it tomorrow, but this is just admin that probably shouldn't be on the podcast.
Nah, the perverts deserve it.
They do. Right. See you tomorrow?
Yep.